Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Great day to be at the Amherst Alumni Tournament at Ravenwood, and we are looking forward to all the specialty jersey nights for the Amherst season upcoming, including Bills Day on March 26th. It's an afternoon affair, and we have a special ticket promo on sale right now through this evening for Bills Day. Now, if you remember, last year's jerseys were amazing, yeah, and they are planning to create something a little newer this year for Bills Day among all the specialty jersey nights. Now, I'm going to assume, based on what we learned from Alex Tuck in his first year with the Sabres last year, that he's a reasonably significant Bills fan. Would that be an understatement or spot on? Or
yeah, spot on, I'd say. I'd say I've always followed the Bills growing up. I was always a Bills fan, and it's nice to be even more connected to them and get to know some of the guys and just see how unbelievable of an organization they have and how much success they've had.
Well, thank you for bringing the red to the occasion.
Yeah,
here.
Red, white, and blue, the Bills and Amherst colors. But we'll get to hockey in your summer. But do you pay attention to preseason? Like, were you excited that the Bills won their first preseason game? Are you that fan, or you're like, it's preseason, I don't care?
Yeah, I wasn't able to watch, sadly. I was in the car, but I did get the notification. I was pretty pumped up about
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Nice. I saw. It was a little bit more high scoring than I was like expecting. It is preseason, so
okay. A good walk-off like field goal. That's good.
That's not bad.
Let's get the fans something to cheer about.
So what has summer entailed for you?
Wedding season. Mm. Oh, weddings all over. No, my fiance is from Vancouver, so yeah, we went out and visited her family, and I trained out there for a bit. And
what a hardship.
Oh, terrible, right? It's a beautiful city. It is a beautiful city, just like Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back the last few weeks, too. It's been beautiful weather here.
Yeah, it's been great.
But, yeah, four weddings. I think we did three weddings in 2.5 weeks in three different countries.
Wow.
Nice.
Like that?
Teammates? Past teammates?
Yeah, I have two teammates and my fiance's sister and one of my fiance's best friends. So it's been a lot of weddings.
So there's weddings, probably some golfing, and then there's the dogs. Like, I saw the NHL actually retweeted on Instagram, repost on Instagram, it's not a tweet, you with your big golden retriever. Like, what's the dogs like, the Tux dogs for the summer? What's it like?
Oh, he's been bouncing around a bit. First of all, that was actually at the vet.
I know, I could tell it was at the vet.
I felt so bad. Like, that's why I was trying to comfort him and stuff like that. But no, it's been good. He's been a lot with so he came to Vancouver with us. We drove out there because of him. We didn't want to put him under. So, we drove out there. That was tough, but he loved it out in Vancouver, and it was perfect weather for him. It kind of rained a good amount, but he loved it wasn't too hot. It's great weather. Came back out here. He's spending a lot of time up in my parents' cottage up in the Thousand Islands. So he does a lot of that on the weekends. We'll give him my parents whenever we have to. Like this weekend, we had a wedding, so we gave him my parents.
Yeah.
We'll actually meet here in Rochester and do a little handoff right at the Victor.
So it's practice for like when kids come. Like we see that. It usually goes from wedding season to then kids. Oh. And then so dog's a good practice for that.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Teddy.
Teddy Tuck. Now, dog of the year at one point, right?
I
remember we discussed this on the podcast like almost a year ago now. So
yeah, he was NHL Dog of the Year. So yeah. I was a proud dog dad there. But he knows it too. He's got a little cocky side to him. He knows it. He knows that most people want to pet him. He's way too fluffy, honestly, for a golden retriever in his age. But he just loves it.
That's amazing. So how about the summer, as far as you mentioned the working out in Vancouver, but just kind of the, well, I would say the continuation of building the camaraderie, because it certainly ended on a high last year within the group. How would you say that that's continued in the off season, if at all possible?
No, it has. I mean, I've been in touch with a lot of different guys. Obviously, I'm still continuing to get to know guys, because I've only been on the team for under a year now. So mm-hmm. you're still trying to get to know guys. You're seeing what they do in the summertime, when they go home, when they're coming back in. Owen Power was in 2 weeks ago. He was in. He trained for a week. He was down in Niagara Falls on a little vacation, so he came in and worked out at the gym, and we skated together and skated with Kyle Oposo. He's here for most of the summer, so skated with him a few times already, and guys will start filtering in the next couple weeks from home. So it's been really good. And on a personal note, it's been nice to, for the most part, be healthy mm-hmm. During the summer. So summer I actually get to play golf. I get to do I get to be in the gym and just trying to build that up. And it's been a really good summer. It's been a lot of fun.
So you're healthy, looking forward to camp, the season. So last week, NHL.com put a few prediction online with the Sabres. They had some point projection. They had some for Dahlin, some for Power, and then they threw you into the mix.
Really?
If I recall, they had projected you at 55 points. Now, I don't know if you set yourself a goal or if maybe you need some motivation. I was over, damn it. I was like right over. I'm like 55. Come on, let's go. So how do you see this season playing out, and do you set goals like that for you for the year?
You know, it's something that I would think that most guys have in the back of their head, but it's nothing that, like with points and stuff like that, because you want to push yourself on a personal level as much as possible. But I think a lot of it is team-oriented. I have more goals as a team mm-hmm. To continue our growth as a team and our push towards the ultimate prize going forward in the future. And I think this year is going to be a huge step forward. And I'm more excited to see some of the steps taken by some of the younger guys to really grow as people and as players and really help, like I said, our team grow forward. So I don't really try to focus too much on that personally. I know that that point production needs to occur in certain roles. So I'm going to put some pressure on myself, but at the same time, I'll put more pressure on wins and losses than I will.
He talks like he's an old guy. Like, come on. Like,
On this team.
Well, yeah, it's my birthday. I'm like 72 today. So, yeah, absolutely. So, feel like it.
This is where we do that trivia, like we did a couple years ago.
Oh, who's older, Brian or myself? That is a trick question, but who's older? I'm asking you.
You guys the same age?
Yeah, see?
I'll take that as a win.
You win. I was like, we were at the Sabres.
So easy to get under his skin, huh?
Exactly. That we were at a Sabres golf tournament, the Sabres Foundation golf tournament. We kept asking people who's older. 90% of people said I was older than Duffer. And by the end of it, I just walked home. I was like, I'm done. Better hit the gym.
Okay. Now, this gentleman just had a birthday as well, your head coach in Don Granato. Care to share how regularly you may be in contact with him? Does he check in regularly with you?
I've talked to him a few times this summer. I think he's going to be, I think he took his, like, someone said it was his, like, first vacation in, like, 5 years, not too long ago. That guy's been, I mean, like, non-hockey, because I think he's done world championships and traveled all over for hockey, and he continues scouting, and he's at the draft and everything. So I think it was really good for him, who's probably constantly thinking about hockey, to take a little bit of a break. But we did text not too long ago, and I think he's going to be in town to talk over and maybe do some video when he gets back into town. I've been excited for that and kind of started up with that. So
awesome.
He did show up at the 11-day power play and actually played full gear, half visor. He's a stay-at-home defenseman, right in front of me. Like, he was, it was fantastic. And he showed up like halfway in the game. Like, people were like surprised. Who's that new guy? Oh, that's Don Granato. So it was fantastic.
How was the golf game? And any truth to the rumor that you kind of stole the show at Pat Coletta's event?
Not for me, but my group ended up winning Pat Coletta's event. I had to leave early before that was announced, but apparently I got some booze. All in good fun, but yeah, I had a couple really good players in my group. We somehow, I don't even know how, we finished like 13 under. It was raining a lot, so I don't think groups finished as well as they wanted to, but we luckily came away with a win, but it was not because of me.
What's the, you're out there on the golf course today. What should I expect if I see you? Big driver, soft hands around the green. What's your game?
Lately, my putting has been pretty good. That's about it. Everything else is...
Usually when nothing else works, you rely on putting. So I'll be careful out there.
Yeah, I've been liking the putter. That's about it.
If you had to choose one aspect that did work all the time, wouldn't it be putting? Because it's going to get you. It's going to end the hole.
I'm a flashy guy. I want to hit that bomb. Let's go.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, but if you double every hole.
What's the saying, though?
Drive for show, putt for dough. I know.
Yeah, that's the only thing I did well last week was putt. That was it.
And you guys won, so you got the dough.
Something. Hopefully we got some good irons and good drives out of my group today, so we'll see.
Well, Team White has definitely taken on Team Red, so.
Yeah, good luck in the heat here with Team Red, because I'm sweltering in white.
It's better than Team Black. If I was wearing black, I'd be dying today. Holy cow, I'd be miserable.
You got the black shirts on. It would have been great to have the black shirt on.
Oh, I know.
So. All right, great to see you.
Good to see you,
I hope everyone's well in your family, and we can't wait for next month when it all gets going for real as far as...
Can't wait to see your mom and dad at a game so they can stop by the set.
Absolutely, absolutely. Definitely. Alex Tuck with us from the Sabres. We are at the Amherst Alumni Tournament and rolling on with Sabres Live right after this.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.